Obsession. We were torn from our life of isolation. We were pulled from our path of least resistance. And the song we sang, what became of us? We all pray for the end, for the God to take us. We were falling down one by one. We were weak and the fear was all around.
And welcome to the September edition of Sanctuary Radio Show.
Great. Good opening.
Thank you.
You're very professional.
Pathetic. But,
yeah. Anyway. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, anyway.
I meant to say pathetic.
Thank you. He's Delia. I'm Presley.
Hello.
And that was a new track from Gary Numan.
Yeah.
From his new album, Splinter, in brackets, Songs from a Broken Mind.
Oh, that's a bit strange.
How Partridge was that?
Yeah.
Anyway, that album comes out in October, so that's a bit of an early preview. Mm. And it's a song called I Am Dust. Yeah. And Sanctuary not only do a radio show, we do live gigs as well. And so coming up in October, I think it's the 14th of... Sorry, in November. Get
November,
the day right.
Yes.
Don't go in October. No. Honestly...
Time is flying, mate.
I know.
But if Christmas soon.
I know. But if you go in October,
it'll
be shut.
Yes. So don't go.
No. November the 14th, Manchester Academy, Gary Newman plays. And on the 19th of November, it's Wolverhampton, Wolfram Hall. Guess what? You can go to www.sanctuary.com. Sorry, is it sanctuarydudley.com? Yes, sanctuarydudley.com.
Mm-hmm.
I know, nothing. Sanctuarydudley.com. Go onto the event page. You can buy tickets in advance. And guess what? There's only £1 booking fee.
£1 booking fee?
£1 booking
fee? £1 booking fee. That's amazing, mate.
Try and buy it from anywhere else. And it's about £3 or £5.
There you go.
I know, bargain. Mm. So, check it out. Sort it out. Come to the gig. Brilliant. Sorted.
Brilliant.
Nice one. The
Brilliant.
Other thing that Sanctuary do is live lounge style sessions.
They do.
So we get bands to come in. We record them all for free. Mm-hmm. And we give them exposure on this show, which is, in fact, a worldwide top 10 podcast now.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
How good is that?
Amazing.
Worldwide, get your demos sent in. Go down and get your free sessions. Come on.
Yeah, and talking about sessions,
here's
the first one.
Who we got?
Let me have a look over here on my computer.
Right.
This is a band called Among the Echoes.
Among the Echoes, Echoes. Sorry, I had to do that.
I know, you should put a bit of delay on it afterwards.
Yeah, we'll do.
This is Among the Echoes.
Yep.
And it's a song called... what's the song called? It's called Freak.
Freak.
So,
like me.
You are a freak.
Yes.
Oh, the Sugar Babes.
Yes.
Right. Didn't quite get your humour there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No one ever does.
This is Among the Echoes. Check it out.
Yeah.
Body is not body. It has never lived. I created it. I made it with my own hands.
Share the night.
Those they were pretty good, and to say it's a live session, it sounds great. You
the
know,
recording
sounds really cool,
stunning, isn't it?
Yeah, remind me a bit of Sisters in there, a bit of Mission, but slightly more modernised, if you know what I mean. Yeah. You not hear that?
I thought they were going to be quite cheesy electronic because I've not heard them before,
right?
And it isn't. It's really contemporary, and it's got a bit of an industrial feel to it, and it's powerful. A lot of stuff going on in there. It's good.
Yeah,
like that.
I like that. Yeah.
Brilliant. Let me see what we've got coming up next. Right then. We've never done this before.
No, we haven't.
This show was recorded a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then we got an email, so we thought, we need to talk about this. So we've dropped this bit in.
It's been injected.
Yeah, so if it feels like it's out of place, then we're sorry.
Because we don't normally do this.
Yeah. Anyway, so Among the Echoes heard the two songs, because there's another one coming up later in the show.
Yeah.
They heard them, and they thought that they didn't sound very live lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because, basically, first of all, Benny, the engineer, is so fucking good at his job that he gets the sound brilliant.
Yeah.
And takes away... he doesn't take away anything, really. He just makes it sound such good quality.
Mm.
And I think when Among the Echoes emailed us, they said that they didn't want to sound like prima donnas, but they were a bit worried that it sounded... a bit too like a proper record session and not live. And the thing is...
I thought it sounded great.
I think it sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
And the thing is this show is then remastered again because we have to do that for
radio. Yeah, it goes
through
all this stuff for radio, widening and a bit more compression and stuff, you know, to bring everything up. Obviously, the songs we play, the pro songs, if you know what I mean, the live sessions have to stand up to that kind of thing.
Yeah, and the talking as well.
And the talking, everything.
Yeah, everything's got to fit in perfectly because otherwise... Yeah. You get
different levels.
It just won't blend right.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously it's then remastered by us again because the show has to be mastered.
Yeah.
That's a final time. And then when it goes online, it's then degraded because you have to MP3 it,
mm-hmm.
and then people listen to it online. So it's going to sound different anyway.
Yeah.
Which we've explained to them on the Echoes, it's going to sound different. And because of your radio widening technique, then that'll give it a bit more of a live feel anyway.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to get that point across because any bands that come in, actually, people shouldn't moan because it's all for
free.
It's all for free.
Yes.
But I can understand a band, you know, wanting to sound right and everything. But the thing is if you come and do a live session at our studios, the recording's going to be so brilliant that that you don't have to worry that you're going to do a live session and you sound a bit crap. We were in a band, well, sort of in, still are in a band called Kick, and we did a live session for Radio Hallam in Sheffield and it went out live, completely live. So you've got no control whatsoever. And if we fucked up, that's on the recording because it went out live.
Yeah.
So with this, this isn't. So any bands that come and do live sessions, you're going to be really impressed.
Yes.
First complaint we've ever had.
Yeah.
But I think they understand the situation now. Yeah. So we want.
And anyway, it sounds great, guys. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, not at all. And I think listeners will come and check you out.
Yeah.
So that was this interlude new session. Back to the show.
Bye.
What we got coming up next?
I don't know what we got.
Yeah. This is a band called, hold on, Gravel Tones.
Gravel Tones.
Gravel Tones.
Like I said that.
Gravel Tones.
I tried to do it the same, but I couldn't do it. They're up for a Classic Rock Award.
Brilliant, really?
Yeah, right. They're one of the nominees. So we thought, you're up for a Classic Rock Award, but we won't play one here.
We're the first to play them.
Yeah, so this is Gravel Tones. Mm-hmm. Check it out.
Okay.
Don't you like the way my baby moves? She wore out that new pair of shoes. I'm not a gentleman to stand on the line. Ooh, your heart is set on fire. Catch me on the fly, baby, swing that line. Ooh, don't you like the way her skirt it sways? Telling people all over the place. I'm not a gentleman, this gentleman line. Ooh, your heart is set on fire. Now catch me on the fly, baby, swing that line. Swing that line, catch me on the fly, baby, swing that line. Catch me on the fly, baby, swing that line. Catch me on the fly, baby, swing that line.
Come to Sanctuary Dudley and get your demos recorded in a 5 or 10 hour recording session in our acoustically treated studio. Record either live or multi-tracked with our engineer who will also mix and master your demo. Call 0121 557 0467.
So that was the Gravel Tones. I like them. They're really kind of rock and roll kind of band, aren't they? They're kind of cool.
Yeah, the vocal reminds me a bit of White Stripes.
Yeah, and they remind me a bit of 80s, what is it?
Matchbox Beeline Disaster.
That's it. What a name.
Yeah, or what? Yeah. Or we just call them Man Who Loses Shoe.
Yeah.
It's a long story.
Yes.
Well, it is, isn't it?
It is. Far too long.
Yeah. We have this thing. It's been, I don't think we've played this on the show for such a long time. And it's, you know, the very famous actor Sean Bean?
Yes.
Well, this is him, and it's called Where's
Sean
Bean?
Bean. Yeah.
Where's he been? We don't know. Let's have a listen.
Where's Sean Bean? Ah!
I'll tell thee where I've been. I went out to see Peter Jackson for premiere of his film, Hobbit, because I were liking Lord of the Rings, right? But they killed me off because I were hard in it, right? I were an hard man, and in the end, they couldn't take it, so they killed me off. Anyway, before he did Hobbit, he phoned me up, Peter Jackson, by the way, and he says to me, "Nah, then, Sean, that can be an Hobbit if thou wants, right? But we'll disguise thee." And I says, "Well, what? Is a different character then?" He went, "Ah, because they died in the other one, didn't they?" And I went, I know that, Peter. So I says, "As what then?" He says, "Well, I were thinking that could be a dwarf." I says, "A what?" He says, "A dwarf." I says, "Me? A dwarf?" And he went, "Nah, then, Sean, they're hard. You know, dwarfs, in films, they're hard." I went, "I don't care how hard they are. I'm not being a dwarf. I'm not going back to Sheffield, right? Sitting in pub, having a couple of pints with mates, and they're going, 'Nah, then, Sean, that looks a bit little, don't that, today? Just I want to help up on your stool. I'm not being a dwarf.'" And he went, "Look, I thought I'd ask thee, because you know how versatile thou art." And I went, "Ah, a lot of people say that." And he says, "And you know I loved thee in Sharpie, first thing thou ever did." I went, "Ah, that's right." And I thought, you know, a dwarf wouldn't be beneath you if you see my joke. I went, "Well, you know what? It is." Anyway, that should have seen colour drain out of him when I said that, right? He went from pink to white. And he went, "I didn't mean to upset thee, Sean. I really didn't mean to upset thee." I says, "Nah then, Pete, that looks more like a dwarf than me, or eight." And he went, "Ah, Sean, whatever you say." Because by this point, he's shaking, innit? So I says, "Listen, if thou wants to make it up for me, right?" And he went, "Ah, I'm listening, Sean." I says, "Thou's got to get the next character thou does in a film, hardest guy, right? Hardest guy that I can think of is the hardest, toughest character thou's ever had to film. Thou listening?" And he went, "Yeah." And I went, "And I don't get that Vinnie Jones to do it, right?" I went, "'Cause he thinks he's hard, and I'll take him any day, right?" And he went, "Ah." I goes, "The hardest part, who gets it?" He went, "Thee, Sean." I went, "They're listening, aren't they?" He says, "Thee, Sean, that's got it." I says, "All right." I says, "'Cause they know summat, Pete." And he went, "Yeah, I know what I like. And I like what I bloody well say."
Where's Sean been?
That's best. When they lay me down to die, go
Bitter Doctor and the Medics there.
I know, Spirit in the Sky.
Not I haven't heard that for a long time.
I was going to say exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
The reason we played that is because, as we said before, Sanctuary Music put on live gigs. And they are playing on October the 18th at the Slade Rooms in Wolverhampton. And go and have some nostalgia.
Are the Slade Rooms owned by Slade, by any chance?
They are, yeah.
They are?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Because when you go and see the barman, he always nods at you.
Does he? Yeah. Oh, Noddy the barman.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, that's it.
There's almost a gag there.
Almost.
Yeah.
Very nearly.
You can and if you get a hot cup of tea and you don't want to burn your hands, and you don't want to burn your hands, you just go, can you put me that in a holder?
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
And
I apologise.
I should be on the radio. This is class. In fact, let me write that down. I can sell that for 50 quid to Dale Winton.
Really?
Yes.
Is he still around?
He's
still round.
He's still brown. Talking about people that are still around.
Yeah.
Nine Inch Nails are back.
I love Nine Inch Nails.
Oh,
Nin. Nin.
Yeah.
Yes. The cool people call
The band
them.
That says Nin. So if you like a bit of Monty Python. Anyway, this is the first track that's been released off the Nine Inch Nails album, which I think comes out the 12th of September.
Right.
And this is the opening to their recent festivals, and it's called A Copy of A.
With a great light show, apparently.
Stunning light show, unbelievable. You can go on YouTube and just type in Fuji Rocks Nine Inch Nails 2013 or Lollapalooza, and they stream the whole gig, both gigs.
Oh wow!
And they open with this, and how they open it is Trent just walks on stage on his own, so obviously massive cheer.
Yeah,
got a little sequencer with him, starts the song, starts singing, massive cheer.
Yeah,
and then as the song picks up. Little minions, roadies. That's
right.
Roadies come on and bring on pieces of equipment, and then each band member comes on to an even bigger cheer, and then they all line up a bit like Kraftwerk.
Yeah,
and then halfway through the song picks up and bangs, the light show starts, and you just go,
it's incredible,
fucking hell, brilliant. Anyway, this is
to have that money.
Oh, I wonder how much they get paid to do a festival in Japan.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? It's got to be.
It must be at least 10 quid.
It's got to be, isn't it? At least.
Got to be.
Anyway, this is Nine Inch Nails and a song called A Copy of A.
Shadow of a shadow of a shadow. everything you tell me to.
Nursery rhymes. David Bowie's nursery rhymes. David Bowie's nursery rhymes. David Bowie's nursery rhymes.
A was an apple pie. A B bit it, C cut it, D dealt it, E ate it, F fought for it, G got it, H had it, J joined it, K kept it, L longed for it, M mourned for it, N nodded at it, Q opened it, P peeped at it, Q quartered it, R ran for it, R stole for it, T took for it, V viewed for it, X, Y and Z, I ain't got anything for them.
Thank you to David Bowie for that. So good of him to come in and record those nursery rhymes for us.
I know, he's busy.
It's a bizarre one, that one. Yeah, but it's a real nursery rhyme, apparently.
It is. It's called the alphabet rhyme.
Yeah.
It's a real...
Weird.
No idea.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I think I've got a bit of a cold.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's snotting all over me all session.
You can't be a summer cold. Anyway, we've got a new section of the Sanctuary Radio Show.
Right, what's this then?
Right.
This is new to me.
This is what I've called... Hold on, I haven't come up with a title yet.
Right. Think on your feet.
I'll think, even though I'm sat down.
Yeah.
Things you'd like to bring back. So, I've chosen this one.
Right, go
right, on. I've chosen this one this month. Yeah. You can choose one next month.
Okay.
So,
things you'd like to bring back.
Things you'd like to bring back.
Okay.
And I missed this.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I think we should bring back asbestos. I really missed...
Really?
I miss asbestos.
Right. Good stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, bung it in your walls.
Yeah.
Put it in your sleeping bags.
It's brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tune in next month for more things you'd like to bring back.
Yeah.
Right then, let me have a look over here on my computer.
Go on.
What? Nothing wrong with it.
I like it. I like it.
Nothing. I'll open a company selling asbestos. I'll do a roaring trade.
Right.
Right, this is another live lounge session.
Yeah.
We're going to play two tracks back to back. And this is, right, this is a guy called Johnny Normal.
Johnny Normal.
I have to admit.
Johnny Normal.
I have to admit, I don't love the name.
No.
No.
Isn't there some kind of comedian called Henry Normal? Maybe it's his brother.
No, I meant the first name.
Well, oh, right. Oh, did you?
If
you prefer him to call Philip Normal.
Philip Normal.
Yeah,
exactly.
That would be better. Change your name, mate. That would be better.
But Johnny Normal has supported a load of bands.
Right.
He's done a lot of sports.
Yeah.
And this is a live lounge session done at the Sanctuary Studios. And this first track is called Miss Razorblade.
I like that. I like the title. Yeah. He ought to call himself Miss Razorblade.
Yes.
And the song Johnny Normal.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it.
Absolutely exactly.
Yes.
Radio gravy. You can't beat it. This is Johnny Normal.
What's the second track called?
Oh, sorry. Thanks for that. Yep. Save Me.
Save Me.
Which, funnily enough,
yes,
put the music
on
quick.
Johnny Normal. We'll be right back.
It's a wonderful place when I see your face. And the things you say push the clouds away. And I'm not fazed about history. Now the dreams I've seen become real to me. You look at me and I turn away. Your charms cut through me like a razor blade. Style. It goes with your smile. A formidable soul with a heart of gold. If people stare, you just don't care. Such a beautiful thing in your underwear. You look at me and I turn away. Your charms cut through me like a razor blade. You raise a smile and you melt my heart. Eyes, I can see your life. Then I hold your hand and it makes you smile. I can see your pain through the brilliant green. Now you can forget all the things you've seen. You look at me and I turn away. Your charms cut through me like a razor blade. You raise a smile and you melt my heart. I'll melt for you. Difficult place when you question faith, when you question love and you fall from grace, and you make a mess of the plans you made. But she finds your soul, Miss Razor Blade. You look at me and I turn away. Your charms cut through me like a razor blade. You raise a smile and you melt my heart. I felt for you.
Sanctuary Dudley offers two fully equipped rehearsal rooms for bands. Equipment includes Tamra and Mapex drums, Ashdown bass amps, Marshall guitar amps, Wolfdale Pro PAs and Shure microphones. Free tea, coffee and spring water and on-site parking all on one level. For regular customers, with our loyalty card, every 10th practice is free. Call us on 0121 557 0467. By the day.
feel my heart has changed. You just think that it's make-believe. I can't take the way you make me feel.
That was Johnny Normal.
Yes. Do you know what? I kind of like that. And it's, I don't really know what to say, what kind of music it is, what kind of genre it fits in. But I kind of like it. And weirdly, right, and I know you were laughing when I said this, that slightly reminds me of Anthony Newley's voice in places and a bit Pete Murphy.
Yeah.
But is he from Birmingham? Because he's got that kind of, kind of Bowie kind of voice, hasn't he?
Well, Bowie was always Anthony Newley anyway, wasn't he, really?
Because he sounds southern.
He sounds like he's from London.
Yeah.
So, but I know he lives in Birmingham, so I don't know if where he comes from originally, I'm not sure. But
I kind of like it.
I expected it just to be synths. I'm glad there's guitars on that.
Yeah.
I'm glad about that.
Yeah.
But that was Johnny Normal. You can... The thing about having a name like Johnny Normal, you type it into anywhere and you'll find him.
Yes.
So if you like that, just type it into Facebook and check him out. Mm-hmm. That was recorded at Sanctuary Studios.
There you go.
Free. Mm. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Right then, coming up next over here on my computer.
Yeah, what we got.
This is, come back to the microphone.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, this is a band called The Lurkers. Were quite a well-known punk band.
Punk band,
Sanctuary Music are putting on a gig of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just find out where that is, when it is.
Yes.
Hold on a second. They're playing at Manchester Academy on September the 28th.
Okay.
So this is The Lurkers. Check a bit of punk out.
Yeah, a bit of punk, yeah.
Everywhere, north and south and back to here, if she could speak of all she's seen. Now she's sick, our six-wheel queen. Too much rust to weld this time, to the scrapyard in the sky. Half a million, that's what she's done. She'll always be our special one. Sick, transit, Gloria. Gloria, Monday she's gone. Now she'll be sorely missed after gigs when we're all pissed. Her DR engine 2.5, first time starting, no longer alive. Her seat's all stained with food and beer, no longer graced by sweaty rears. And the bed on top of all our gear, the one that witnessed the silent tear.
drunk of fun, who wanted to go back and run into the arms of their loved ones. Sick, transit, Gloria, Monday, she's gone. Sick, transit, Gloria, Monday, she's gone. Glow was our fan, she never let us down. Now you never see her when we're rocking in your town. She was our fan, she never let us down. Now you never see her when we're playing in your town. She took us almost everywhere, east and west, and back to here. If she could speak, her voice she'd sing. Now she's sick of sex, well, queen. Sick, transit, Gloria, on Monday, she's gone. Sick, transit, Gloria, Monday, she's gone. Sick, transit, Gloria, Monday, she's gone. Sick, transit, Gloria, Monday, she's gone.
Come to Sanctuary Dudley and sing your favourite song and be a star for the day. Gift certificates available for your loved ones, a great birthday present. Packages from just £99. Call us on 0121 557 0467.
So that was the Lurkers, so don't forget to check them out at...
at www.sanctuarydudley.com. Go to the event page, you can buy tickets...
only £1 booking fee.
£1. Yeah.
Bargain!
Yep.
Let's have this month's
news.
Okay, what we got? Yeah.
I was driving in London the other day.
Right.
Yeah. And we were stuck in a bit of traffic.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And...
I feel like Smith and Jones at the minute.
We are quite close, aren't we? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you're the dead
yeah,
one.
Yeah, all right, yeah, mate. Yeah, yeah. What happened, mate?
Yeah, I died. Oh, I miss Mel Smith.
Yeah.
Shame. Anyway, yeah. We were stuck in a bit of traffic.
Yeah.
And I looked out of my passenger side window.
Okay.
And I saw this lorry.
Right.
And it said on the side, yeah, Hobbit Removals.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And the irony...
Peter Jackson wasn't driving it, was he?
It could have been.
Right, okay.
But the irony was,
yeah,
it was the smallest truck I've ever seen in my life, which was just made me laugh even more. I went, Hobbit Removals. If it had been a giant truck,
was
it wouldn't have
tiny?
Worked. It was really small, but it was still a truck. It wasn't a van. It was right, a truck, but tiny.
Yeah.
And I just thought...
Well, you are 7 foot tall.
Well, yeah, true.
You know.
But yeah. I don't know, do they just do... dwarf removals?
Dwarf.
Do they just do dwarf removals?
Like Sean Bean's dwarf.
Yeah, like he's... I've no... Do dwarves have big furniture?
I have no idea, furniture? Mate. I have no idea. No, I personally don't know any, to be
no,
honest.
I saw a documentary mm-hmm. with, you know, the guy that played Mini-Me?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, well, Keith Lemon,
yeah,
when in his spoof documentary,
okay,
went to visit him at his house.
Right.
Right? But all his furniture and everything, yeah, were normal size.
Yeah.
So he has to get up on a little stepladder to reach to his on it, toaster, yeah, right?
You think he were rich enough to have little mini-me furniture?
Ah, well,
yeah, go on.
Then he went, so everything's normal.
Yeah.
And, you know, Keith Lemon said, I thought, what? And he went, well, no, I'm just a normal bloke, aren't I? I'm just, yeah, small. Then he said, oh, come into my office. Walked into his office,
yeah,
tiny furniture everywhere. Just little tiny furniture.
Right.
And I just, it blew, yeah, my mind.
Did it?
Anyway, if you've got something small to... This isn't an advert. If you've got something small to move, type in Hobbit Removals.
Yeah, there you go.
Brilliant. Yeah. What we got coming up next, we've got...
What?
This is another exclusive.
Yes, you can only hear it here.
On this worldwide top 10 podcast.
Yeah.
Covenant have got a new album.
I like them.
Yeah, it comes out early September, and this is the opening track on their album, and it sounds like nothing they've done before.
I like this, I've heard this.
Yeah, this is brilliant. Yeah. Have a listen, this is Covenant. So that was Covenant.
Yeah, good song, that.
Yeah.
Like that.
If people like that, check out the album, even though the rest of it doesn't sound quite like that.
Does it not sound the same then?
No, but it's still good. Okay. It's still very good. The problem with that song is I want it to be longer.
Yes.
It's only like 3 minutes. Yeah.
Remixes out there.
Yes, any remixes, get that one
sorted.
Get
it remixed, yeah.
We have this thing on the show. It's not blasphemous.
No, it's not.
No.
No, because it's not the real Pope.
No.
No.
Are you sure? Is it not?
No, it's Iggy Pope.
Oh, right, I get it now. This is Iggy Pope.
Meanwhile, outside the Vatican gates,
Father McMaffia, what are you doing? Top of the morning to you. I'm just coming because I want to speak to the Pope. Because I've got a horse. It's a surefire bet. It's running at Ascot. It's called Ulsterboy. And it's 5-1. So if we put a lot of money on it, I want to speak to the Pope. We put a lot of money on it. It's a thoroughbred and it's only 4 years old.
You've got a problem, McMurphy, haven't you?
Why?
You cannot see the Pope. You're not allowed your banda from us seeing the Pope. And also, you've got a problem with 4-year-olds, haven't you?
No, but this is a surefire bet. It's gonna come in first. I know it is. I've been given a tip. One of the choir boys has told me about this, and he said that it's gonna come first.
Father McMurphy, you can't bet on a horse. You're a man of the cloth.
Why not?
No, you can't. Look, just go away. You can't see the Pope. Just go away.
Oh, okay. I'll bet on it myself, then.
Hello, you am an answer. We've got a Father Pierre to see you.
Okay, show him in.
Father Pierre.
Yes.
Hello, your pumpness. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Why are you here?
I've heard this brilliant idea how we can make some money for the church.
I like to make money.
I've been doing some research into horse racing, and I think we've got a definite surefire money-making one here.
We have?
We have. There's a horse running at Ascot today, and we're going to put some money on it. We'll put about $10,000 on it.
Okay, are you sure about this?
It's called Ulsterboy. It's going to win. It's my idea. It's going to win.
It's called Ulsterboy.
It is, yeah.
Maybe this is a premonition you're having.
I think it is. Thank you, Remnonsa.
It better win. You know what happens to people who don't win for me.
I guarantee it's a win.
You will find the horse's head in your bed.
It's a win.
Okay.
Meanwhile, later that afternoon.
Father Pierre, come here.
Yes, I'm an answer.
How did the horse do? I was very busy with seeing to some of the nuns.
Sorry, I'm an answer. The horse, it came in last.
What are you telling me?
It came in last. We lost $10,000.
We have lost money. This is no good. This is no good at all. We do not lose money.
But it wasn't my idea. It was Father McMurphy.
Send for him now.
That is just crazy. I don't know who does that.
No idea, but ridiculous.
Yes.
Not blasphemous.
No idea.
Coming up next, we've got the second track from Among the Echoes,
yeah,
who came in and did a live session.
Mm-hmm.
And this is... Well, they said they were going to do a Gary Numan cover.
Right.
And my heart kind of sank.
Did it?
If I'll be honest, because I thought, oh, Jesus, it's going to be Cars or Our Friends Electric.
Yeah. Is it not?
And it's not.
Oh.
They've done a song called Pure.
Oh, they're doing Pure.
Yeah, which is a bit of a risk, because yes. Pure's a good song.
It is.
So have a listen. This is Among the Echoes.
Yeah.
See if they've done a good job or whether they've absolutely crucified it.
Okay, here goes.
I know what I think. Thank you. say, right?
Yeah.
That might be the best cover of a Gary Numan song that I've
heard. I love that, man. Yeah. It's brilliant.
And it was live.
Yes.
It was live at the Sanctuary Studios.
Yeah, I love it. And it's totally different to the track before.
Yeah.
They don't sound anything like they what did on the track before. Yeah, like what I said before.
What I like about that is, because I like this at gigs, when because the guitar's quite loud in parts.
Yeah.
And I like that because I find that exciting at a gig. If I go to a gig, I don't want everything to sound perfectly in its place like it would do on record.
Yeah.
Suddenly, like if you go and see Nine Inch Nails, suddenly Robin Fink will start playing guitar and it'll just blow your head off.
Yeah.
It's not like that on the album, but live, and you just, and that's fucking
Because it's that live feel, that explosion.
Fucking exciting.
Yeah, I love that.
Among the Echoes, check them out if you're into Gary Numan. If people listening to this are into Gary Numan, which hopefully there will be some, I think they'll get quite a few fans because of that track.
Yeah, it's really good.
Brilliant. Anyway, absolutely love that. We're close to the end of the show, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah. What have we got coming up finally? I don't even know. Where's my computer? Have you moved it?
Aren't we playing The Mission, speaking of which?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
There you go. It's a good job I'm on the ball.
I know. Before we do that,
let
me just talk about what we've got coming up at the Sanctuary.
Yeah.
Right? Just as a bit of a reminder, really. Remember, if you want to do a live session, get in touch. You can email me, Presley at sanctuarydudley.com. Email me or Bev at sanctuarydudley.com, either of us, and you can book in a live session and come down all for free, get a free airplay on a worldwide top 10 podcast.
Do it.
Send in MP3s if you don't live near Dudley or don't live near the West Midlands, but then bands travel for miles. We've had bands come from London and everything because his show's getting so big. But just over here, hold on a minute, let me just get the gigs just so I don't make any faux pas. Right? Hold on.
Go on then.
Forever the professional.
Yeah.
So, 28th September, Manchester Academy, The Lurkers, Doctor and the Medics, Slade Rooms, Wolverhampton on October the 18th. We've got Orange playing on 20th of October at Manchester Academy. Sex Pistols Experience with Ed Tudorpole.
Really?
At a Temple Tudor, yeah.
Oh, right.
That'd be good. That's
Who killed Bambay?
Hey?
Who killed Bambay?
Indeed. I think that's on the poster, actually.
That's, really?
Yeah,
Who did kill him?
Hey.
Who did kill Bambi? I never knew, never answered.
No, never. Yeah. That's on the 26th of October at Robin 2.
Yeah.
And then obviously the two Gary Numan shows in November the 14th and the 19th, Manchester Academy, Wolverhampton, Wolfen Hall. You can buy tickets from the sanctuarydudley.com website.
Brilliant.
Perfect. Yeah. So that's the end of the show. We're finishing on a track by, it's a brand new track by The Mission. This isn't out yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a remix done by a guy called Mark Gemini Thwaite, who we have played a remix on here before, I think, in the past.
Yeah.
Mark,
and this is brilliant.
It is really good, isn't it?
This is how The Mission should sound, though, I think.
I think he should do the whole album.
I do,
because he's kind of made it more contemporary. He's made it a bit more synthy.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant. And the thing about Mark is he's actually playing guitar for Gary Numan in some American dates anytime now. And also he plays guitar for Bauhaus.
Yes.
As well as for The Mission.
Mm-hmm.
So this is his remix of a new Mission track. And we'll be back
next month.
Next month, do you reckon?
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Next month.
Yeah.
All right then. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Consequence. You don't win no medal for sitting. still shines. There's gold aplenty waiting in their minds. I have no fear of death, but I am scared. Sometimes the truest kiss comes with a warm embrace. Sometimes the brightest light comes from the darkest place. Dreaming is for fools. And if you've got guilt to carry, then no carrying's for mules. It's the fate of man to live, not his God. Whoever wrote the book was such a silly son. Sometimes the fastest thrill comes from the longest chase. Sometimes the brightest light comes from the darkest place.
Sanctuary Radio.